With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate's top Republican, John Thune, holds Democrats responsible for the 10-day shutdown.
Families around the country are already seeing the impacts, and it's about to get a whole lot worse. Because we just needed five more Democrat votes that the Democrats wouldn't give us yesterday, the American people are going to miss a lot more and feel a lot more pain and miss a lot more paychecks.
But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries argues that Republicans are the ones responsible.
The American people are sick and tired of the chaos, crisis, and confusion that has been visited upon the country by Donald Trump and Republican complete control of Congress.
Mass firings of federal workers have begun. President Trump and his top officials warned that they would use the government shutdown to make more job cuts. The president's escalating his tariff war with China, saying he's placing an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting on November 1st or sooner. At least 18 people are missing and feared dead after an explosion at a Tennessee military munitions plant. The huge blast about 60 miles southwest of Nashville was felt 4 miles away. Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a brokered ceasefire went into effect today. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages taken 2 years ago set to be released within days. National Guard troops are patrolling in Memphis for the first time as part of President Trump's federal task force. The president is planning to employ the Guard to several cities, in fact. At the closing bell, Wall Street, the S&P 500 sank more than 2.5% yesterday, the Dow down nearly 2%. This is SRN News. Young men are going to church, according to correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities has been halted for now, just days after a judge upheld it. A state appeals court has barred Nassau County from enforcing the ban while a legal challenge brought by a women's roller derby league plays out. The decision comes after a lower court judge upheld the local law Monday. Judge Bruce Cousins had ruled the county ban was narrowly tailored and does not categorically exclude transgender individuals. This is SRN News. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado is the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Maria Corina Machado is described by the Nobel Committee as a woman who keeps the flame of democracy burning in Venezuela amid a growing darkness.
This is a movement. This is an achievement of a whole society. I am just, one person. I certainly do not deserve this.
President Trump had been jockeying to win the Peace Prize.
Perhaps they'll find a reason not to give it to me. Perhaps they will.
The White House says the Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. I'm Ed Donahue.
Statistically, attending worship is extremely safe, but some recent high-profile attacks are causing new worries. The violence has led to intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and worshipers worldwide. Just in the past few weeks, there have been many attacks on a synagogue, the Church of the Latter-day Saints, and the Church in for a Mass for school children. This is SRN News.